Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM. The Gambler. In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer. Take a shot and join the virtual tailgate now.
All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio, the pregame show live from Xfinity Live. I hate saying live from Xfinity Live, but it's just, it's what else can you do?
Get used to it.
Get used to it.
Started already.
Stop your whining.
All right. Hey, everybody, we want to talk to you real quick because today is a day of celebration. Today is Alex's day. We wanted to bring this to the airwaves for a while, but we wanted to make sure that we had everybody finally in a better mindset and enough people and enough notification that enough people could be here. So our fallen comrade, Green Legionnaire Alex Donahue, we are celebrating and honoring his life today, everybody.
Big Joe Blaine.
And if you want to know why I'm wearing this jacket... It's to remind me of two things that Alex perpetually thought of me. A, that I was a large, which hasn't been the case in 30 years. And that I like Wayne Newton. outside of that...
Well, you were in Vegas a couple weeks ago, so I'm sure you saw the show.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, I never got out of Caesar's Palace, but...
And C, you love sequins.
Anyway, at some point in time, we're going to... sing the Eagles fight song, hopefully out of tune, just like Alex did every single time.
You mean drunk?
And drunk, yes. So, but we're gonna get to that a little bit later on. You guys, real quick announcements. Denver, our tailgate is about 30 minutes from being sold out. If you want to get on the Denver tailgate, get on your phone now and sign up for it. We may have a few Jets packages left over. We're holding on to a few to make sure the people who had others that didn't sign up yet had the opportunity to do so. I think that's over. So we may have about, I don't know, 8 or 10 of these left, and we'll let you know. We're going to have an interesting show with Slash, Tank, and myself, and Sam doing the show from the bus on the way from Philadelphia to the Meadowlands. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
No shot of any technical issues there.
Do I have to go?
Yes.
Damn.
But don't forget as well, January 2nd, we still have about 20 spots left for our single bus trip to D.C., all club-level seats. So though it's January 2nd, you can go inside and warm your ass up, everybody.
I'll be there. My birthday show. Let's go.
And, of course, we did open up the Dominican bi-week bender, everybody.
Yes.
The Dominican bi- what?
What do you mean?
News to me.
What is that?
Why don't you pay attention? I tagged you in it.
No, you didn't.
All right. Well,
yes, you did.
Maybe I just didn't want the thought of you signing up. So,
it's bad enough you have to deal with them in Denver next week.
Yeah. We'll get to that. Anyway, show is brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, Dave Bavuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Crab du Jour, and The Fin coming soon, Bucks County Baseball Company. By the way, everybody, it's a little chilly out, and it's going to get even colder. We got gloves and hats for sale over here. Our good friends at Bucks County Baseball Company. As a matter of fact, Irving Fryer finally bought a pair of gloves. Not that he needed them, but finally bought a pair of gloves.
I got good hands. I don't need gloves.
Okay, Freddie.
Of course, MCS.
Oh, God.
Did you just compare me to Freddie?
Oh, you guys.
This table is about to get turned over.
And you guys are all about to get muted. Knock it up. MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, and of course, you guys real quick, Twins Fires. Didn't say it, but if Sean Brace can get away with what he pulled during the Bucks game, I'm saying it there. Anyway. Everybody, let me welcome the panel to my immediate left, Eagles legendary wide receiver, Mr. Dr. Irving Fryer. Next to him, y'all want him to shut up, and this is Michael Diaz.
Boo.
It's been a while.
What's up, Diaz?
What's up, my man?
Where's Bryant when you need him?
Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, / Reggie.
Woo-hah. What's up, brother?
Fresh off vacation. I'd like to acknowledge my my baseball brunch co-host, Greg Murphy. It was announced last night on the Flyers game, and it was confirmed this morning after I was texting with Murph that Murph does have a form of cancer. So I would like to reach out to him and let him know that all of us here at the Green Legion Radio family and at 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler and everybody here at the Green Legion Radio tailgate, we're thinking about him and we're rooting for him in his fight right now. It's going to be some time, but Murph said he'll be ready for me on opening day.
Awesome.
So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, we love Murph. Murph, brother, known you for a long time, man. You're a huge proponent of everything we've ever done, and anything you need, you let me know. And, of course, the backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your heart, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good afternoon, Damn Skippy.
There it is.
Damn Skippy, Mike.
And, of course, not of course, but Super Sam Brady over on the end running our StreamYard account that we finally got to work.
Yes!
Professional show!
It's about time you did something. And
Wow.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, the pregame show live from Xfinity Live. Let's talk real quick about Twin Spires, everybody. Twin Spires. Please download the Twin Spires Casino and Sports app on your phone right now. Use the code LEGION10 when you create your account. All you have to do is deposit $10, bet $10 on the Eagles today or anybody else. And the next day, you'll have $250 in your account to do with whatever you please, everybody. Twin Spires, that line, -1.5, interesting line, right?
It's been moving Eagles' way all week. It started at, 3.5 or 2.5?
I think it started at 3.5.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I this morning, I saw one, so I was like, wow.
Did it go to one today?
I saw one.
Wow. Anybody feel anything about that line?
Well... The Eagles are a very public company.
Is Sack and Hollis even paying attention right now?
No, we are. We were just dancing to the song.
The Eagles are
better than nothing better than watching Sack and Hollis bump and grind. We're going to actually have to ask Tree to put on a little R. Kelly for us in a minute.
Excuse me, you're the one that looks like Elton John, not Wayne Newton.
I was hoping Liberace, but hey.
Oh, God, no.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Quimbarachi.
With a little
Quimbarachi.
That's good, Diaz.
We should get Quimbarachi in Disco Tank.
Real quick, because we're going to come back in now for the live. But anybody had Twin Spires? Make sure. There we go.
Make sure.
Good enough.
Again, we're back on the Green Legion pregame show live from Xfinity Live. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We got a giveaway, baby. We got a giveaway.
What are we giving away?
We are giving away a $10,000 Floto. Everybody, Greg Meisinger, raise your hand. Everybody,
the one with five fingers.
He's got four fingers.
Four fingers.
No, raise your 4.5 hand. There we go. Anybody, how do you rate that restaurant? 4.5 stars, Greg. Get it. There it is. Everybody, Greg is the owner of Meisinger Construction Services, and he has the patent on a floor access door. This is a door perfect for row home living. It's a hydraulic door that opens up to your basement steps instead of having your hallway destroyed with all that unusable space. From here on, it is a simple solution. We have the patent on it. I say we for a reason. We'll get to that sometime in the very near future. But we are giving away a Floto, we call it, a floor access door. Complete installation and product assembly of the Floto. You're going to find out about that on Tuesday. You can enter to win on greenlegion.com or on any of our social media sites. And we will pick the winner in 2 weeks. It's a $10,000 excellent addition to your home. Gives you another $150 to $200 square feet of usable living space and a really cool way to get down to your basement, baby. Very cool way.
MCS is actually starting their work on my house tomorrow.
Excellent.
So I just got to meet Ed. Ed's going to be handling everything with the work at the house. Looking forward to telling you all about the experience that I have with MCS and their team. We should be done the first week of December. So I'm looking forward to letting everybody know how awesome and professional they are.
All right. Well, let's get to it, everybody. Birds, Chargers, we got a game today. First, let's get to the injury report. Sack, what do you got?
All right, so for the Birds, everybody is a go today. There was a lot of people on the injury report, but everybody is a go except for J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, which nobody was going to realize that he was missing anyway.
How did he get? How he got in the game for a second? How did he get hurt? What did he? What was he doing?
Well, you know, sometimes you just don't know.
Now I know
what they're doing on the field to begin with.
The Eagles,
but also coming up from the practice squad this week is John Hightower, and once again, Jordan Howard will be there as well. So
if Jordan Howard doesn't become a permanent part, if he has another game. Don't, Diaz.
What
don't.
Year is this? 2018?
Oh, my God. Ben Simmons is still here. Why?
Sixers are 8-2. They're rolling again.
What
the best
a
team
loser.
In town. Best team in town.
TTP. Ass munch.
TTP.
TTP.
Whatever. All right. Well, Tank, let's talk some trenches, baby.
We're going to start with the Chargers trenches. The Chargers, their offense is ranked 12th overall. They're 18th on the run, and they're 6th with the pass because they have a young quarterback who slangs that thing like nobody's business.
Slangs that thing.
Yeah, and so they have a bit of a young tough run. The pigeons on the line are Mike Schofield and somebody called Storm Norton.
Storm.
And of course, Corey Lindsey.
Does he have white hair and look like Halle Berry?
No, he's a Storm Door.
Exactly. Yes. Then you have Corey Lessinger at the center position. That side of the line we should be able to take advantage of. They throw the ball 282 times, but only give up 14 sacks. So they're pretty good in that light. Now their defensive line, they run a 3-4 front, and I've already discussed with my esteemed colleague, Sackmaster, about one of the guys being a linebacker.
While you guys were dancing,
that was well before dancing. Yes.
Their defensive line is a three-man front, which we often have trouble with. This guy, Linval Joseph, is one of the guys that in the past that Kelsey's had a little bit of trouble with. So we'll see what happens. But along their defensive front, the guys in the middle aren't just holder-uppers. They get sacks. One of the guys is second on the team in sacks with 3.5 in Jerry Tiller. And the Linval Joseph has a sack. And the backup to every position, Chris Covington, has a sack. Now, the defense has given up over 160 yards per game at 5.1 yards per carry. And they've given up a league high 9 rushing touchdowns. So they're actually versus the pass. They're one of the best versus the pass. They have 14 sacks. But a lot of people, what they do to beat them is they run the ball down their throat and keep them off balance and just run the ball down their throat. So if we run the ball, run the ball down their throat. That's all I got for the
giggity
trenches.
Giggity.
All right.
All right.
Well, that about some of the trenches, though.
All right. Good.
It was a sharp one, you know. Run the ball down their throat. They're 32nd versus the run. They give up 160 yards per game, and they've given up 9 rushing touchdowns.
Right. Wow. Actually, 203 rushing yards per game.
Passing yards.
That's passing.
I got some rushing numbers.
All right. Well, speaking of rushing, Zach, let's talk some running backs here.
All right. So for the Birds, no Miles Sanders again this week while he's on the IR with an ankle injury for another few weeks. So, which Nick Sirianni decided, let's rush the football without him. And they did so.
How about that?
A plenty last week against Detroit. Boston Scott and Jordan Howard, they'll handle bulk of the carries yet again today. Kenneth Gainwell, he'll be sprinkled in there too, just as he was last week. More out of the passing game when Gainwell gets onto the field. For the Chargers, Austin Eckler is one of the most dangerous weapons in all of the NFL. Can do it on the ground and in the receiving game. 84 rushes, 420 yards, 5 touchdowns on the ground, 33 receptions, 202 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns in the air for a 5'10", 200-pound running back. This guy can do it all. And then backup Justin Jackson is out this week with a quad injury. Rookie running back Larry Roundtree III from Missouri will handle backup running back duties.
They call Eckler Mr. Pound for Pound.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, that guy's a bowling ball. He's awesome. He's a bowling ball.
He's leading the process, Justice, to first place in the Green Legion Big Boy business.
I leave the league, and this guy's back in first place. Come on, guys. Get it together.
You know what? I don't care. I beat you this year. That's all I need.
That's all that counts. Head-to-head matchup.
And if that puts you into a 4 seed and you got to pull against the 1, I'm good with that.
I am the 1.
You won't be by the end of the season. You want to bet that?
Sure. $100.
$100? Wow. You won't be the 1 at the end of the season?
No. I won't do that.
Yeah, because Stanker's going to be.
Playoffs, though. Let's just say playoffs.
Man, I put up 162 points against Stank, and he put up 182. I'm just like, I can't do anything.
He's 20 points ahead of me right now. No one cares about our fantasy. Let's get back to the Birds.
Everybody does.
Yeah, because you suck.
They care about what we talk about.
First place, Process
Trusters. It is great conversation. Go ahead.
I mean, Diaz Nation, very happy for the Process Trusters. It's all good.
Jesus,
God.
Irving.
Yes.
All right, how about a little floor for yourself?
We're
little receivers,
talk,
baby.
We're going to talk wide receivers. Listen, Devontae Smith. Last week against the Lions, 1 reception for 15 yards. Quez Watkins, last week against the Lions, 2 receptions, for 18 yards. Jalen Reagor, 1 reception for 0 yards. How in the world do you do that? What? Yeah, he had 3 reverses.
Was it the wide receiver screen?
They're using, I guess he's kind of the change-up. Mm-hmm. Reagor is the change-up, and I admire him for coming back and not sitting out this game, you know, though he twisted his ankle. This is not the time of the season, and this is not when you want to be missing games. So hats off to him. Greg Ward, we don't know where he is. Whiteside, he comes in the game. How in the world does he get hurt?
He's not going to be there. Don't worry about it.
I mean, Merle Reese said when he was calling the game, what did he do to get hurt?
He blocks on special teams.
Even when Bobby Boucher was the water boy, I mean, he got hurt in the sidelines. Hey, what happens?
Ortega Whiteside does a hell of a job of holding his lane during kickoffs. Hell of a job.
Did you say the same thing about Matt Collins?
Dallas Goedert, 6 receptions, 72 yards. Actually, he has 358 yards this year, which is 2nd amongst tight ends when it comes to yards. So Goddard's doing a good job. We could possibly see today Tyree Jackson, too, right?
Yeah.
We could possibly see him today.
6'7",
so,
man.
But here's the issue that's going on with our receivers. Our receivers are not a threat to a defense. They've never posed a threat to any defensive backfields that we played against. They never really played a factor in whether we won or whether we lost the games. And defenses really don't have to challenge them because they don't see them as a threat. We threw the ball quite a bit up until last week against the Lions, but it never really made a difference.
We didn't throw the ball quite a bit at all. Irving, and I want to talk to you about
this. We threw
it
more than we ran it.
No, we did.
Up until last week.
Up until last week. But let's talk about this real quick, okay?
Yes, okay.
Because we had this conversation on Tuesday at the Players Show at the Finn. By the way, you can still sign up for free chef's tasting and plenty of refreshments on the Green Legion Radio Show. But is there, because Dave, first of all, Dave got in trouble, so he had to do everything pro, Eagles. I said to the panel, is there a point where we are running the ball too much?
Of course.
No. Nope.
Because of what I wanted to see was, no. I love it. And you know what? If it
wins the game, it's all
good.
If it wins the game.
But I would love to have seen them take a shot or two down the field just to keep it honest. But
you're throwing the ball, it helps the running game. Running the ball, it helps the passing game.
Yep.
You have to throw the ball downfield to keep the defense off balance. You want them to be thinking about, okay, what's going to happen with this
when
set?
Was the last
true.
And if you're not a threat
Tank,
downfield.
You got to look this way, bro. Okay.
And all if right, you're not a threat
you.
Downfield,
well,
then all the defense has to do is to plant their heels at 17 yards of defensive backs and play everything in front of them. This team has not used a wide receiver, and the result
we're
of it...
We're supposed to have 2 of the fastest receivers
right.
in the league.
We have
with
a good...
Chris Watkins and Jalen Reagor.
We have a good receiving core, but the problem is we're finding out that Jalen Hurts is not a good passing quarterback.
But you still have to take a couple of shots.
You do have to take some
shots.
Yes,
you do have to take shots. But our big plays with our wide receivers have come from broken plays, where Jalen Hurts is running around in a broken play and throws it downfield, and we just so happen to catch the ball.
Man, your receivers have to get some separation. One, two, they're not getting any separation. If you want to be perfectly honest, and when the run is working, why would I go past it when I could just turn around and hand it off and smash them in the mouth? The play action will work once you get that established.
Right.
See, that was the first game we've done that. Right. So we haven't really established the run. People think, and I know most of the panel thinks that we. Hold on, let me finish my point.
I am, but we only have 2.5 minutes left.
Okay, let me finish my point then. So basically, if everybody, including this panel, think that we're going to go back to the crap we were doing at first, just throwing the ball. So if you have to establish the run to even get a team off balance.
All right, good. Finish your receiver stuff. Jesus Christ.
The
like
Chargers
I'm playing
receiver,
cards with my brother's kids.
I know. Shut up, though, when I'm talking.
There's two big receivers. Mike Williams.
Yo, you can mute his ass the rest of the show.
Keenan Allen for the Chargers. They're the big targets that Herbert likes to throw at. Keenan Allen is really good. He's one of the best route runners in the league. Mike Williams is a big, tall guy. He does really well with the 50-50 balls. I think that Darius Slay and I think that Steve Nelson match up really well with them. They can actually go and play.
I think you're stoned.
No. Slay, our defensive back, we'll get to them later. Our defensive backfield is playing very well right now. Playing well, very well right now.
All right, let's do this. Because we only have 1 minute left, and I got to do a live read here. We're going to come back in. We're going to talk defensive backfield.
Yes.
We're going to talk linebackers. Just so you know, that stuff that you're seeing on the run sheet was a cut and paste from about a month ago. So
we're used to your run sheet. Thank you.
Hey, wow. Anytime you want to write one, you son of a bitch, you're more than welcome to.
Wow.
Not a problem.
Wow.
Not a problem. I'll just cut and paste from last week.
Wow.
Thankfully, I don't send them to you digitally.
Wow.
Everybody, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA. Providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adults, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available, 11 locations throughout Philadelphia. Over 85,000 patients, telehealth, and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA. Or visit them on the web at www.gphainc.org. That's gphainc.org. We'll be back on the Green Legion Radio pregame show live from Xfinity Live. Can I get an
E-A-G-L-E-S Heroes?
We'll be back.
Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing.
All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio pregame show live from the patio of 1100 Social at Xfinity Live. My name's Quimby. I'm joined by Eagles legendary receiver Irving Fryer, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Hollis Tank Thomas, and, of course, Super Sam, who's disappeared, and our producer, Slash. What does she do?
I don't know. What is she doing here?
I don't know. Slash, what time are we going till?
56. I'm disappointed in Timmy, man. He should have brought us back in the Rocket Man.
Hey, everybody, you deserve.
Next time.
Thanks,
yeah,
Tim.
My hands are cold.
Tim, you're going to be fired too.
My hands are cold.
You deserve to get good service and great rates at State Farm. We get it. We're here to help because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Babuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there for all of our South Jersey residents. When you want the real deal, call Dave Babuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. All right, where were we? Let's get the linebackers, Sack. What do you got?
All right, so for the Chargers, Kenneth Murray was designated to return from injured reserve, but is not expected to play today as of last report that I saw. Everyone wanted the Eagles to take him in the 2020 draft, or, you know, good bulk of people like you guys on the show.
The Eagles, Tech and I are guilty.
Yes.
Which is great because the Eagles took Jalen Reagor, Minnesota took Justin Jefferson, and the Chargers took Murray two spots after that. So everybody with a collective groan here. Way to go, Howie.
Was that a collective ingrown hair?
So Drew A. Tranquil and Kaiser White will handle inside linebacker duties in their 3-4 base defense. All-pro Joey Bosa, as I know Tank had expunged on him earlier, is an absolute beast. Yep. And so you got to attest to him at all times out there. For the Birds, Eric Wilson was cut this week. Everybody, yeah!
Howie, keep signing. Woo!
Actually, I think I saw him somewhere here at the tailgate.
Come on. Yeah,
this is the only way he's going to be wearing Eagles green the rest of the season.
Come on.
So which means we'll see more of Davion Taylor and T.J. Edwards, who was a guest of ours on the player show this past Tuesday. Did you make a deal with him for the pause?
And was a beast last Sunday.
13 tackles.
8 solo, 2 tackles for a loss. That is a game.
One quarterback hit. Yeah, he had a great game. It looked like you guys had a lot of fun. Do we have a deal with him in place for him to get the Maserati challenge?
It's a standing order.
It was not said anything about it.
I can also tell you this right now, an announcement for Tuesday. Joining us, as opposed to an Eagles current player, will be recent inductee to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, Mr. Jari Evans.
Future Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt.
All right, Jari Evans will be joining us Tuesday from the Fin. So make sure you guys come on out, reach out. Diaz will have a lot of info about that tomorrow. Apologize for just getting that to you. Jeff Schroth from the Fin showed up. How are you, brother?
And the good news is Diaz will not be there this Tuesday. I'll be in the house, which means there should be more people showing up.
Wow. So basically you're saying the good news is Diaz is fired.
Well, at least for Tuesday.
I think I'm not going to promote this week's show.
I was going to say,
Diaz, on strike.
Are you going to defend yourself or what?
No, listen, they hate you because they ain't you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
Diaz Nation grows weekly. Sixers are flying. Eagles are coming off a win.
Pull it back. Thank you. Jesus.
We've got 8 minutes and we still got Kaja.
Irving Fryer. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the secondary, baby.
Defensive backs for the Philadelphia Eagles. Steve Nelson, Darius Slay, Avante Maddox, Anthony Harris, Marcus Epps, the entire defensive backfield for the Eagles are playing well. I don't care what you say, Sack. Led by Darius.
You know, I don't care what he says either.
Led by Darius Slay. He's the fourth highest graded corner in the league right now. 13 stops, 7.2 yards per reception, and they allowed under 20 yards in 5 games. That's pretty good. Now, I mentioned earlier about Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, the two main receivers for the Chargers. I believe that Slay and Nelson
I hear him about to preach.
No. I'm not going to preach. But I believe Steve Nelson and Slay match up well with them. They can do the same thing they did with the Panthers when they matched up with DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. Slay can match up with Keenan Allen, and Nelson can match up with Mike Williams. Put pressure on them. That will give our defensive line time to take advantage of that, what do you call them?
Pigeons.
The Pigeons, yes. On the right side of the Chargers offensive line and put some heat on Herbert. I don't know a quarterback who likes to get hit. He's the same way as everybody else. The defensive backs for the Chargers, Mike Davis, he's got a hamstring. He's out. Asante Samuel, he's concussed. He's Batman. He doesn't know who he is. He's out. Mike Davis and Asante Samuel both got injured last week against the Patriots. Safety, I guess it's Aluhi Gillum. He's got an ankle injury. He's questionable.
He has an ankle? I was wondering where he went with that. I was hoping he had two, but...
Chris Harris is coming in. He's an 11-year undrafted free agent from the Denver Broncos. The Patriots picked on him last week. Now, they do have a good and excellent safety in Derwin James. He plays 5 different positions in that defensive scheme. He comes down in the box and stops the run. He's very good against coverage with tight ends.
He reads Kama Sutra books?
No. He did a very good job in the Raiders game against Darren Waller. He snatched the interception from Waller, and he created a fumble last week against the Patriots. That's somebody we have to look out for. That's Derwin James.
Diaz, quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks. First off, we'll just start with Justin Herbert. If everyone here knows football, Justin Herbert is awesome. He's got a rocket of an arm. He was drafted 6th overall last year, the 3rd quarterback off the board after Joe Burrow and Tua. Those, listen, I think Joe
best pick so far.
Best pick so far.
Unfortunately, he was picked by a Spanos.
We'll get to that if we have time here for Kaja. But the 2020 Offensive Player of the Year, he's 11th in the NFL with 1,994 yards passing. His completion rate's a little bit down, but that's because it drops. Now, moving on, tell me if this sounds familiar. The offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting a lot of heat for lackluster play calling. Teams are taking away the deep ball and forcing throws underneath. So it's funny, you know, the Eagles coming off a win. Everyone's feeling good. I think they could win this game, but the Chargers start off real strong. Their last two games with a bye in between, they lost. They put up 6 points against Baltimore, 17 against the Patriots without including garbage time. They are kind of in distress. If the Eagles defense can play like they did last week, there's a way that we can limit the strong arm Justin Herbert. He can make every throw. Let's see how it goes. Jalen Hurts, man. Listen, we talked about it. They're going to run the ball. It's the best way to win this game. But it's time and time again with Jalen Hurts. Just look at this. He has one look, and then he flushes right out of the pocket. Even if the pocket is clean, he has one look and flushes right. His what they call the spray chart.
Is that number one will always love you?
the spray chart. Look at his spray chart. Google Jalen Hurts spray chart.
Only at the
hold on a second. I guarantee if you're under 18, your parents don't want you to look that up.
Parental controls on.
If you're going to look up the spray chart, make sure you have a mask on.
It's either to the line of scrimmage in the middle right, or it's between the numbers on the sideline on the right. He doesn't throw to his left at all, unless it's the first
masks
one.
Masks are mandatory.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it. Kaja, everybody,
let's
real fast.
Let's do Kaja.
All right. Kick-ass or jackass? Irving, Diaz, Sack, Tank, let's go. Mission Beach and Pacific Beach. This is San Diego. Hurry up. Kick ass.
Jackass, because the Chargers don't play there anymore because the Spanos are ridiculous.
It doesn't matter.
I hate the beach, so jackass.
Kick ass.
You are one pasty white kid.
Absolutely, I am.
Kick ass.
Get a tan.
The Wave House in Mission Beach.
Kick ass. One of the greatest pep rallies in Green Legion history.
Sounds good to me. Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Ask Gunner about that, everybody. Ask Gunner. 2,200 people. At a tailgate at San Diego Chargers practice facility.
That's kick-ass.
Yeah, when it's an Eagles tailgate. Yeah.
It was kick-ass. Also at the Wave House, I met Alex Donahue at the Wave House.
Ah, excellent. Excellent.
Kick-ass. Absolutely. It's like Miami 2 years ago.
Kick-ass.
All right, here we go. Dean Spanos.
Jackass.
Jackass. How you can't make
hold on, hold on, hold on.